Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies, let's talk with Coach Gina, a weekly radio show for the working woman. We cover topics such as family, life skills, wellness, and business. You can catch us every Wednesday live from 8 o'clock to 8:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. At any time, click on the archives to listen to a previous episode. We are glad you have joined us. Take a deep breath, relax, and enjoy. Here's your host, Coach Gina Brown.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. My name is Gina Brown, your host. And we are in the month of March, Women History Month. So celebrating all the ladies out there, entrepreneurs, moms, philanthropists, everyone who's trailblazing and making a difference in your community, in your family, and in your state. So welcome, welcome, welcome. We have a great show in store for you. Before I introduce our guest this evening, I want to make sure you stay tuned through the show. We have Gina's Corner. Some great tips, and I'll tell you what those are a little bit later, so you have to stay with us. Also, because of Gina's Corner, if you have a tip, topic, or show topic idea, go ahead and send a note to CoachGina.com. I'd love to hear what you're interested in learning more about. So that'll be fantastic. Again, we are at Wednesday, the second Wednesday of the month, of the last quarter of the year. And our guest tonight, oh, she's a lot of fun. We're going to have a great show. Karen Fitzgerald, also known as the Manifesting Queen. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Gina. I'm super excited to be here.
Yes, you are just awesome. You're a business strategist and mindset, leadership coach, speaker, author, host, just a lot of great things. And I love the monetizing our women. We have so many creative ideas. It's like, okay, how are you going to make money off of it? So we'll get
Absolutely.
To some of those nitty-gritty questions a little bit later, but tell us a little. Introduce yourself. Tell the listening audience where you are and who are your peeps. Who do you like to work with?
Who do I love? I love my peeps, as you put it, are men and women. Majority are women, just like you. I work primarily with women. And that just happened by happenstance. But I work with people who have vision, drive, determination, and may not know the exact route to get to where they want to go. I have walked the path. I did the traditional, went to school, got the college degree, advanced degree, and became a mental health therapist. Followed my husband as we moved from one state to another, and in that transition found out that my licensure as a mental health therapist would not transfer. So after 10 years, no job, no career, gone.
Whoa.
Yes, so I merged my love of helping others through the mental health field with my love of helping independents in the network marketing and direct sales industry. And over the next decade or so, that has merged and morphed into an absolutely fabulous adventure, is what I'll call it, because my life is definitely an adventure.
Love that. You have a lot of different twists and turns. Man, I wanted that to land. Mental health therapist and then no longer. Like, whoa.
Overnight.
Whoa. That's like a shock to the system, especially after all the time and money and tests and all that stuff you went through. And then now you're going to say I don't have a career? Oh my God!
I had been practicing, and you know what? You know what the funny thing about that though was, Gina, the student loans—they kept coming.
Oh,
It was a crazy situation, but yeah, and the path is never a straight one. It's always windy, and you just have to make the best and have fun with it and be creative, and things fall into place.
Yes. Yes. So we want to encourage our listening audience. Everyone is in different places. Some are in their peak. Some are in their valley season. And we want to encourage them to get their strategies together. So tell us a little bit about where are you? Because I think that's fascinating. Where are you?
Right now I'm in a little podunk town south of Fort Worth, Texas. And when I say little, I think we're population 5,000. Little town south of Fort Worth. And I'm a New York and Palm Beach, Florida, born and bred. So this was a big change for me, but it's over a decade later, and I absolutely love it here.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. That's great. And you're virtual, so you can pretty much connect with anyone anywhere in the world.
I work with people all over the world, and my favorite tool of the trade is Skype, because you can talk to anyone like they're sitting next to you.
Yeah, Skype is the best tool ever. It's just amazing. It's amazing because you don't have to fly. It's like they're right there. Boom. Okay, so you tell us a little bit. Okay, so I have so many questions that I want to ask you. I can't get it all out and organized. who comes to you with strategy? Like, why would you be sought out to work with?
Why would I be sought out? Great question. I love that. My main focus is people who are at a crossroads in life or business. And normally, I mean, you've heard the term life coach. Well, I'm not technically a life coach. In fact, for me, I'm not really thrilled with that term because there are so many parts of life that no one person can coach someone on their entire life. It's just not going to happen. So my focus is really the business, the vision the place in life when people have a vision and they may not be clear on it. They're not quite sure what they want to do. They just know they're not content with what they're doing now. And some of my two favorite programs, which are my signature programs, one is a goals-oriented program where we deal with, we call it goals, going outrageous, ambitious, and limitless.
Nice.
And that one's a fun one. My other program is called, which you and I talked about, is called Create, Collaborate, and Monetize.
Mm-hmm.
And I focus on helping people who are really ready to make those shifts and just either they're scared, they're hesitant, they're confused, lost, not quite sure what to do or where to go. And those are the people that I really enjoy partnering with because all I do is help them to unlock what's already inside them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Unlock it because it's in there somewhere. I love that. So if someone came to you and they're at the crossroads, would it be something that maybe someone that already has a career, or would it be something for like a vision, like, oh my gosh, I have this idea. How can you help me?
It can be both. I've worked with people who are within a career and they're just looking to either enhance what they're doing. They feel that there's more that they can bring to the career they're already in and expand and go from there. And then there's the other group, which tends to be more of what I see. I'd say probably about 80% of what I see and partner with are people who are not at all content with what they're doing. And they may even be dabbling where they've got a full-time job that pays the bills, but then they've got this business on the side that they're spending their evenings or their weekends, and they're not quite sure how to get that momentum going and get that business off the ground where that business can generate the income that will replace their job income, and they can really step full force into their passion and have all of their income coming from something that they absolutely jump out of bed excited about every single morning.
Wow. I like that, jump out of bed and excited. People are not excited these days, and I want them to be excited. And so it's such an interesting shift where people are right now. We have to wake them up.
Well, and Gina, one of the biggest issues is people don't realize that it's okay to want something different, and it's okay to move towards that. It doesn't have to be an all or nothing thing, and that's one of the biggest challenges a lot of people seem to have. I was actually fortunate. I lost my job, and I had to figure out how to bring in the income, which mm-hmm. at the time was not an experience I was, you know, dancing through, but looking back, it was like the net was gone. And most people are so concerned and so fearful, and they think it has to be that all or nothing. I have to let go of my job so I can build my business, or I have to leave my job so I can write my book and make it a bestseller and, you know, travel the world. It's never all or nothing. It's just creating what you're really passionate about in little slivers and pockets of time. And those could be 10-minute little pockets every couple hours if you've got a really busy day and you can't get away from a job. And it's just the consistency of doing that day after day after day. And next thing you know, a year has gone by, and you've created something in just these little pockets of time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that. You just broke it down in bite sizes. Like, it's doable. Like, you know, the overwhelm goes down.
Absolutely.
So, Karen, how do you work with your clients or individuals in the leadership area?
Well, I bet your listeners are probably thinking, oh, she's going to teach me how to lead others. I don't. I really don't. I teach people about leading themselves. And the funniest thing happens when you are leading yourself with a determination and a confidence and that tunnel vision focus where this is the goal, I'm headed that way, and, you know, come on. People will jump on board. And next thing you know, you are leading people. But it's because you're leading yourself first and foremost. And that's the biggest thing. We work on creating those daily habits. For me, I'm up at 5:30 every morning, rain or shine, even with the time change, and I'm at the gym. Now, granted, I took a few days off last week because it was 20 degrees and the roads were icy. And at 5:30, you can't see anything. But I do that no matter what. And I do that to lead myself. I don't, you know, brag about it to all my friends, but they know I'm in bed at a reasonable hour because I'm up early. And then I have my specific things that I do during the day. And I just don't deviate from them unless something like my child is sick or, you know, we had a freak ice storm. Things like that happen, and I get that. So there's flexibility, but there's also that self-discipline and structure. And that's really important, is honing those daily action steps and creating those habits and leading yourself first and foremost.
That's a perfect segue. We're going to take a little commercial break. We're going to let that sink in to all the listeners, discipline and structure to lead themselves. And when we come back, let's talk a little bit about the strategies to generate income from all of this. That would be awesome.
Sounds
so
good
right
to me.
After these messages.
On a day like today, someone like you will have a stroke. If you're lucky, you or someone around you will know the signs of stroke. You may experience sudden loss of strength or numbness in the face, arm, or leg, trouble speaking or understanding, vision problems, headache or dizziness, you'll know it's a stroke. Call 911 and get immediate help. Then you can let other people know the signs of stroke. A message from the Heart and Stroke Foundation. Learn more at heartandstroke.ca.
Do you have a hard time getting your marketing message out there? When you give incentives to your buyer, it makes working with you easier. 8 out of 10 women entrepreneurs are troubled by lack of reach and exposure. Advertise on Ladies Let's Talk. Go to CoachGina.com. That's Coach, J-E-A-N-N-A.com to get your introductory special. Be heard and be seen. CoachGina.com.
Hey, everybody. We're back. My name is Gina Brown, your host, and we have Karen Fitzgerald as our guest this evening, the Manifesting Queen. She's a business strategist, mindset, and leadership coach, and she also has her own show, you have to catch her, Coffee and Coaching with Karen. Thanks for coming back with us, Karen.
It is my pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
So we were talking before the break about ways that we can actually strategize and generate the income, because that's where so many of us struggle. Our women entrepreneurs are trying to get that client, that sale, that whatever, formulate it, and it's just sometimes it makes it a little harder than it needs to be. Do you have any tips or things to think about?
I do. First and foremost, you said a very key word right there, and that was the sale. Every single person, no matter who you are or what you do for a living, you are a salesperson. And I know there's somebody listening that says, no, I work in an office and I answer phones, and that's fine. You are still a salesperson because every single day you are selling your boss on keeping you employed for another day. So if you're an people don't think about it, but I bet you if you start answering your boss's phone and saying things like, hey, dummy's office, who do you want to talk to? You're probably not going to have a job for long. So you're the salesperson, and clients will come to you, no matter what it's for, they will come to you because you care about them and you are listening to them. That's the biggest thing. I spend probably 90% of my time just listening to my clients and really hearing their vision and then helping them to narrow it down and get super crystal clear on it, but it's still their vision. And so when it comes down to those sales, the biggest thing is asking for the sale. And I made that mistake for years. I would talk with people, give them feedback, and share with them. And when the conversation ended, I would say, okay, well, here's my business card. You know, give me a call if you want to do some business with me. And I gave a lot of business cards out, but it really shifted when I started asking the person right then and there, after we've had a great quality conversation, I would say something like, Gina, where can we go from here? Are you interested in more of this coaching package? Are you interested more in book development? Oh, would you like me to come speak for your organization? Which of those three things really resonates with you where you'd like to talk more in detail about that option? And it's really, it's giving the client, the potential client, two or three options, narrow it down based on what they're looking for, and then asking them, which one do you want to delve further into? And let's go there. And
that's so the hard, thing. Ladies, was it? That was just easy peasy, don't you think? You could do that.
We can all do that. The challenge is we don't all do it. And the funniest thing, I'll tell you a story. For years, I was in the network marketing industry. And so getting up and giving a presentation, at this point, it's been 25 years. Doesn't matter what the company is, I can give a presentation in my sleep. And I had a woman who started with me probably 3 or 4 years ago, and she would sit on the side and just watch and take notes. And finally, I said to her, I'll just call her Jane. I said, Jane, how about next week you come up and do the presentation with me? And she said, oh, no, 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 Karen, I'm going to wait till I get as good at giving the presentation as you are before I go up there. And I said, oh, okay, how long do you think that'll take? And she said, well, how many presentations have you done? And I said, well, let's see, I've been doing this 20 years, and on average I did X amount. And okay, so 37,216 presentations I've done.
Uh-oh.
And she said, yeah. And I said, and let me tell you, those first 20,000 really stunk. So the biggest thing is go out there. I challenge everybody who's listening. I'm going to put a challenge on the table. Is that okay?
Yes, I love challenges.
Okay, I will challenge everyone who's listening to go out and ask questions. Will you do business with me? Are you interested in this product? Are you interested in learning more? Whatever it is you're selling. Ask 100 people, and the person that gets the most amount of no's, I will send them an autographed copy of my new book that's coming out next month.
Woo!
Okay, so whoever gets you, just have to email me, and they can get to me either through you or, I mean, I know my information's on your site. Email me and say, I was on the call that you had with Coach Gina, and I asked 100 people, and I got 92 no's.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you the answer is not going to be more. There's not going to be more than maybe 20 or 30 no's. Guarantee it. But whoever gets the most, and we'll let this go through, let's say, the end of April. So that's a little more than a month.
Mm-hmm.
I will send you an autographed copy of my new book.
I like it. Ladies, do it. Don't think about it. Let's talk about it. So go ask. Ask for the business.
Yeah, the big thing is asking. And the other thing, you know, the biggest thing that women have a challenge with is receiving money. And I'm going to just lay it out there. Money is nothing more than a piece of paper that we use as a tool to exchange for other things, whether it be a home, a car, food, clothing, whatever it is. It's just a tool. And the more money you create, the more you can do with it. And taking money because you are providing value to somebody else, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. And your value is what you determine it to be. So that's the key strategies, is determine your value. Don't base it on what the going rate or the market is. Base it on what you feel you are worth. And I'm going to give you a light bulb moment. Is that okay?
Light bulb. Ding.
Okay, light bulb moment. Let's say someone comes to hire me as a coach. And they say, Karen, I really want to hire you as a coach, but your fee is just, I don't understand why your fee is $10,000, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, it's not, but let's just go with that, because I'm sure somebody in your audience just went, $10,000.
Right.
What people don't grasp when they're looking at that figure, whatever it may be, whether your coach is, you know, $500 or $10,000, doesn't matter. What you're getting in that coach and that mentor or that speaker is not just a one-on-one appointment. You are getting all of the life lessons, the education, the seminars, the books, the CDs, everything else that they have consumed for the last 10, 20, 30 years. And that could be upwards of hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of education, knowledge, even into the millions, depending on how long your coach has been in the business. You're getting all of that, and it's only $1,000 or $2,000. You know, if you want to go out and get all the information they have, great. You're going to spend almost, you know, a couple hundred thousand dollars in 10 years. So looking at it as a bigger picture,
yeah,
grab someone
so
who's
great.
Done it. That's a big thing. So those are my best strategies.
Those are two wonderful ones. We love it. We love you. We ran out of time, though. So we're going to have you come back and have some tea and coffee at another time. But let us know how we can get in touch with you. That's fine if you feel comfortable.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. The easiest way is my website, and my website is KarenFitzgerald.com, and it's KarenFitzgerald.com. Email is simply Karen@KarenFitzgerald.com, or I welcome phone calls, and the number is 682-233-5776. So anyway, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, it's all under Karen Fitzgerald, super easy to find me. I know, Gina, you and I are connected, so there is no excuse for people not to be able to find me.
That's great. Thank you so much. We appreciate everything you said and how you really contributed to helping us figure out that money thing. Woo, that's great. Okay,
you know,
listeners.
Money is,
okay, listeners, it's the Gina's Corner time. As I mentioned at the top of the show, we have a new edition. So if you have a topic that you want to hear more in-depth information or a couple of more pointers on, make sure you reach out to CoachGina.com, and I'd be happy to add that to our next couple of shows. But most of you know that wellness is a really important passion of mine. Health, wellness, and when is a good time to eat? These are the things that we're going to talk about, just three areas to be mindful of. One is your eating habits. As entrepreneurs, business, women in business, we're always on the go. It's grabbing this, going to a meeting here, going to pick up kids. You know, they're always on the go. So what are you eating? Be in a preparation mode. Prep your meals the night before. Do it on Sunday. Grab healthy snacks at the grocery store. This eliminates not only your grocery budget, but it also keeps you eating what, you know, you're not grabbing something just because you're hungry. You're more intentional. And this keeps the weight off, ladies. We don't want those pounds inching up on us unnecessarily. So create eating habits. When you eat, why do you eat? Do you eat because you're emotional and you're sad, or you're frustrated, or you're just excited, or why do you eat? Be conscious of all these wonderful things. Go to nutritiondata.self.com. Point number two, broccoli. Does broccoli have a source of protein, or is it more carbs? Good question. Glad you asked. Well, broccoli is low in saturated fats, and it's low in cholesterol. It is also a good source of protein. It has a great, great source of vitamins. I love broccoli as a vegetable. You can steam it. You can eat it raw, or you can boil it. And a lot of people don't know, especially vegetarians or vegans, that there's a source of protein. Water, why water? What's the benefit? Drink lots of water, 8 glasses a day. That's only 3 water bottles. You can do it. No, that's 4 water bottles. You get clear skin. It helps your kidneys function better. You have more energy. You have prevents you from aching joints, and it promotes clear thinking. Yay, we need to be clear when we're making those high-power executive business decisions. That's Gina's Corner. If you have tips or topics, let me know, CoachGina.com. Love that you stayed with us on Ladies Let's Talk. We'll see you next Wednesday. Remember to smile. It is good for the soul. Have a great week. Bye-bye.